Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan.
How are we doing on this Wednesday? Hey, 404. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Taking your calls for another hour to the warm-up show. Obviously, the entire show has been about Tibbs. The biggest story here in New York, the biggest story nationally, is the New York Knicks decided, hopefully, and Leon Rose, which we could figure out who's behind it all. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It doesn't matter. We know the man on the bench is gone. As Tom Thibodeau has been relieved of his duties by the New York Knicks and Leon Rose. And I still don't understand it. We've yelled about it all morning. I have a real problem with it. I feel like this is a coach who completely transformed this franchise, and I know we all agree with that. And to me, there was still progression. This was year one of a brand new team. And yeah, there were issues. And yes, he plays a lot of minutes. And yes, you would have liked to have gotten the bench to a better part, where a better place where maybe you can go to them in the series. I still don't think the bench is very good. I still have a tough time firing a head coach because he's not playing right and Shamit. And these are the players, you know, Precious Achiuwa. Like, those guys not playing in a series is why we're firing a head coach that had the biggest win, arguably, in franchise history outside the championships from the 1970s in the biggest upset, arguably, in franchise history against the Boston Celtics and back to an Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years after completely transforming the franchise. I have a real problem with not allowing him off of that win, even after what happened against the Pacers. And it was ugly play, and it was disjointed, and it was sloppy, and there's a major issue between the two superstars and not being able to work together offensively. I think we all understand that. And the team would have been better served if the bench played more throughout the year. We understand that. But the level of success he has given them, the level of success they had this year, year one with this group, to win that series and get to the first Eastern Conference in 25 years, I have a real tough time not being willing to give them this guy one more year to see what he can do with this group. Bring in an offensive coach. Figure something out. He would have to understand things would have to change a little bit. Give him a better bench to actually go play. Because that's also my argument, too, to push back on things. Like, oh, he should have played the bench. The bench is good. We don't know how good the bench could be. Maybe if he did his... Well, then I'm sure Leon Rose won't change the bench. The bench is really good. Shamit's going to be here. DeLon Wright's going to be here. All these guys will be back because they're terrific. They're really great players that Tibbs just ruined. Or are they going to revamp the whole bench because it's not good enough? And the idea now we're hearing things circulate that, you know, the players didn't know what their roles were. It's all a bunch of nonsense. They didn't like their roles. But this is a team that won 51 games. This is a team that now had back-to-back 50-win seasons and was in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years and were firing the coach because they didn't play well in the Eastern Conference Finals. And now we're rushing to do it to get guys like maybe Johnny Bryant, and we'll see who they hire. But again, Johnny Bryant, who seems to be the front runner, we're hearing names like Jay Wright, which seems like a pipe dream. Obviously, the former Villanova head coach, great college coach, championship coach. Obviously worked with Hart, worked with Mikal Bridges, coached the great Jalen Brunson. Danny Hurley is a name thrown out there, another guy that I don't know if his demeanor transfers to the NBA. I think he's a college coach, but his name is out there. Malone is another coach who's won a championship. It sounds less and less likely that it's him. And Johnny Bryant, a former assistant with the Knicks, who is now the front runner to get the job, or at least one of the two front runners to get the job with the Phoenix Suns. His name has been thrusted into the forefront. And look, that's a tough spot for a first-time head coach in this league, because he's going to come into a building that has been, prior to Tibbs coming here, as toxic and difficult a job to win in as any in the NBA. Like I joked earlier, this has been, despite it being the one team that can unite the city, has been the worst run franchise and the least successful franchise in this city, and the Jets play here. And Tibbs was part of changing all of that, a major part in changing that. And now you bring in a head coach who has to get to the NBA Finals to justify being hired. He's got to be the difference to get this team over the quote-unquote hump that this coach hasn't been able to get them to. That's the NBA Finals. They have to get through Boston again. They have to get through Cleveland. They're going to have to get through an upstart Pistons team, an obvious Pacers team that's been back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals, and now very well maybe NBA champions for all we know. It's unlikely, but it's possible. He has to get through all of that to the NBA Finals. Otherwise, what are we doing? Otherwise, he's hit the same roadblock that Tom Thibodeau's hit. That is not an easy position in the New York media to be in for a first-time head coach. Now, I'm not saying that makes it a bad hire, and maybe he'll do better. And clearly, to put a somewhat of a positive spin on it, even though I don't really feel like doing it because I'm annoyed by the whole thing, if Leon Rose was the one making the decisions, and I know that's up for debate, but I can't debate it. I don't know which to be true. Who do you believe? Christopher Mad Dog Russo, Mike Francesa? I don't know. All I can tell you is Leon Rose put out the statement. Leon Rose is running the team. And if Leon Rose made the decision to fire Tom Thibodeau, Leon Rose has been as important a figure, if not more so, than Tom Thibodeau in turning this thing around. I've been saying in Rose we trust for a couple of years now. He's much closer to the team. He's talked to the players. This has probably been on his mind for a long time, and more than all of that, he made a decision. He made a decision with Karl Anthony Towns. He made a decision with Mikal Bridges. He made a decision that this is going to be the group. And if he believes that some of the reasons for the poor play of Mikal Bridges all year long is Tom Thibodeau, or if he believes that Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns are going to have a hard time figuring it out or getting the best out of Towns, the superstar he made the decision to go get, if Tibbs is going to have a tough time with that, that's why you make the move. So I'm extremely disappointed about it. I think this coach has done enough. I think that win against the Celtics was enough to warrant one more year, a second year with this group. Give him an offensive-minded head coach to help him. You know, bring in someone new to help with Cat. Figure something out. Get him a better bench. Let him know he's got to play it. Like, I don't think, I know as stubborn as he is, and I know we see it in Chicago, I know we saw it in Minnesota, and I know we've seen it here. But again, I don't think he's completely unadaptable, and I also don't think that I'm going to have a hard time screaming and firing a guy because this crappy bench didn't play. Like, let's be honest. Me and Marco were talking. He said, if DeLon Wright is the answer, you got the wrong question. I think that's a good line. It's true. But today's the last day I yell about it because now it's about moving forward. It's about hiring the right coach. It is about making the changes and getting the best out of Karl-Anthony Towns, getting the best out of Mikal Bridges, and figuring out how to take this roster, which is talented enough to go win that series against the Indiana Pacers that they lost in. There's no doubt about it. And get back to an NBA Finals for the first time since 1999, because if they don't, that's going to be a difficult question for a new head coach, because this is a short window, right? They got a couple years to win this thing, and he is being hired specifically to get them to an NBA Finals. If he gets them to the second round and loses, could have done that with Tibbs. Gets them to an Eastern Conference Final and loses. We just did that with Tibbs. That's a tough spot for a young head coach. 888-808-1019. So I have a real... I'm fearful that everything he built isn't as easy as we think, isn't as secure as we think, isn't just about some of the deficiency of his coaching style. Now we've got Brunson, who clearly wanted him back. You could hear in the questions in the post game after the loss in Game 6 how much he wants him back. Is his father still going to be on the coaching staff? I know that if it is Johnny Bryant, they work together under Tibbs, but how does this whole dynamic work? This is a very risky proposition for a team that was right on the precipice of getting back to the NBA championship, getting back to the NBA finals. I know for many people it felt like a miles away after watching what happened in Game 1 and watching what happened in Game 6, but it's a lot closer than they've been in a quarter century. And the coach was as big a part of it as anybody else. And you just let him go. We'll see what happens from here on out. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Corey in Atlanta. What's up, Corey?
Hey, Chris. What's up, bro, man? I agree with you so many times, man. But you can't really think. Well, yeah, I know you was mentioning a lot about him not playing the bench was the reason why he got fired. You know, I mean, what is your reason why you think he got fired?
I think the main reason he got fired is probably because they know that it's a pipe dream to get Giannis. It's probably not going to happen with with KD. That this is the roster, and specifically Karl-Anthony Towns has got to be a huge part of this team. And there's some questions on whether or not he can thrive under Tom Thibodeau. That would be for me the main reason he probably got fired.
Okay, I was hoping you wasn't going to say the bench because I know you kept reiterating.
I'm a little bit on the callers who keep calling me all morning and talking about it. But clearly, the minutes look. Mikal Bridges came out and talked about it. Like, so it's not completely. And a lot of the dynamic of this series came down to it, and a lot of people talked about it. And they rolled 10 deep, and you could see what Oklahoma City does and his stubbornness with the roster. Like, that's part of it. The offense did regress a little bit in the postseason, and Karl-Anthony Towns has got to find a way to be better than he's been. But again, I have a tough time thinking that Tibbs cannot do that, that another coach is clearly going to be able to do that. And I don't think he's getting enough credit for how he coached in the Boston Celtics series when they had the biggest upset this franchise has possibly ever had. They won two games down 20 points on the road. He played the double big lineup that gave them real problems. Like,
But Chris, getting back, doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure that out, though. I mean, those are simple moves. My thing is, I just hated the lack of creativity on offense. And even him being a defensive-minded coach, the defense wasn't even there as much. Now, let me ask you a quick question, Chris. Game 6, second half, Indiana picked up the defense tremendously. Ball pressure on all five players. What would be your suggestion for your offense to do to make things easier in that instance? Me and you, we're not coaches. No. We're watching the game.
But that's the point. I'm not the coach. I'm not the coach. And I love how, like, when he makes moves, and this is what gets me hot, man. This is what gets me hot. It gets what gets me hot about Aaron Boone, and it gets what gets me hot about coaching in general. That is what you just said is such freaking nonsense. And I've taken a couple of calls in the same vein, the decisions that impacted the winning were easy ones. He had no choice. He goes to the bench in game number three. It wins them the game in the fourth quarter. It was out of desperation. He had no choice. We don't want to give him credit for that. When his decisions help win a game, well, I mean, me or you could do that. That's easy. I mean, anyone could play both bigs. That's not a big deal. Anybody could do this. Like, so when he makes moves that win the game, when he makes decisions that impact the team in a positive way, we dismiss it. We dismiss it. I'm not dismissing the Celtic win. I'm sorry. I won't do it. I won't do it. They were the defending NBA champs. Everyone and their mother told us they couldn't win that series. Couldn't win it. Lucky to win a game. They went on the road into the defending champion's home and beat them back-to-back games after being down 20 points. He outcoached Missoula. He made big, impactful moves. They were the better team in the fourth quarter despite all the minutes they play over the course of the regular season, and they gave us the greatest freaking victory we have had as Knicks fans in our lifetime. In my lifetime. There's only been two teams that the Knicks have played where I was told they could not win. Two. I guess maybe Miami, the Heatles. But let's forget that time period of Knick history. So let's say three. It still works my argument. The Bulls with Michael Jordan, the LeBron James-led Heat, and the Boston Celtics this year. The three teams the Knicks can't beat. They lost to Michael Jordan every single time. They lost to LeBron James in the Heat. They beat the Boston Celtics. It's as big an upset and as quality a victory to send this franchise to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years as you could possibly have. And when I point to that, we dismiss it. Well, hey, Tatum got hurt at the end. Hey, I got a tweet. They were ripe for the picking. They all played in the USA. They all played for USA earlier in the year. They were tired. They were coming off a championship. Brown had a knee issue. Porzingis was ill. We knew every bit of that heading into the series. They were still minus 900 to win the damn thing. That's what gets me hot. We are dismissing his successes. We're minimizing it. I know he turned it around, but he's not a coach that can take you to the next level. Oh, I know he won a series better than any series that we can ever remember, but they were ripe for the picking, and his decisions that impacted it, well, those were obvious ones. And then you turn around and ask me a question about some sort of obvious thing he should have done. Like, stop. You don't know better basketball than Tibbs. I don't know better basketball than Tibbs. I just hope the next coach knows better basketball than Tibbs. And you know what? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Because the Pistons were pressuring the ball too, they won. The Celtics were pressuring the ball too, they won. But we dismiss that. And I get it. It's about winning a championship. I'm not saying Tibbs should have signed a 10-year extension for winning that series. I'm not saying he should have been granted, you know, keys to the city and be the next guy for however long he wants to be the guy. They put together a team. If you think about it, you keep saying he's a defensive-minded head coach. He is, and I expected him to be better defensively. I did. But you made a trade to bring in the second superstar of the team who is a defensive liability and has been so his entire career. And watching this series, who was a bigger defensive liability than he was in Karl Anthony Towns? You gave this defensive-minded head coach a team where the two best players are bad defensively. And you gave him 1 year to figure out how to get them to the NBA Finals, and because he couldn't do it, you fired him. You gave this run with this team 1 year. You bring in Mikal Bridges, he's awful. He's not nearly as good as he was prior. He's not the same two-way player. He turned up his defense in the Pistons and the Celtics series, back to being bad in the Pacers series, and wasn't really as good defensively all year long. You gave him this team. He won 51 games with it. He got them back to the Eastern Conference Finals. He had 1 year to get this team to the NBA Finals, or you had to fire him? You can tell me all you want about what adjustments you would make or what I would make or watching the game. It's simple. It's this, that. It's simple when they win. It's obvious what he should have done when they lose. It's the same crap we talk about with our baseball managers, too. It's the same crap. Players win. Coaches lose. Keith in Queens. What's up, Keith?
Hey, hold on, hold on.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm here.
Okay, what's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Right? First thing, Thibodeau should have been fired. It ran its course. If you look at his stats during the regular season, which was excellent. I don't remember exactly. But he's a great coach during the regular season. Mm-hmm. But he sucks in the playoffs. His playoff record of coaching is what? Like 26-24, I think? So I'm just saying.
I think he's coached more games than that, but okay. What was the Knicks playoff record before he came here? What was the Knicks playoff record over the last 25 years before he came here? He sucks in the playoffs. Okay. He just beat the defending champions, and he was in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were one of the last three teams playing. The Knicks. One of the last three teams, four teams, but they did get eliminated after Minnesota. They were one of the last three teams playing in the NBA. They beat the defending champs. The biggest upset in arguably Knicks history. But he sucks in the playoffs. Okay. Sucks in the playoffs. He hasn't won a championship. That is true. We'll see what Johnny Bryant has done. And I'm not knocking him. I don't want to knock him. I don't want to dismiss him. He's a legitimate candidate to be the head coach of either the Suns or the Knicks. He's paid his dues. He's a good young head coach. He was with the Knicks. I think it's as good a hire as they could get, honestly. I mean, I don't know who they're going to bring in here where I would feel a hell of a lot more confident, unless, the pipe dream of Spoelstra or, Jay Wright, I suppose, would kind of excite me. But, again, college coach has a relationship. If he didn't have the relationship with the players on this specific team, I don't know how excited I'd be about it. Danny Hurley is a great coach. Just won, 2 years ago, went back-to-back NCAA tournament championships. But he strikes me as a college coach. So if they're going to go get Johnny Bryant, great. I hope he does well because I wonder what we're going to say about him if he loses in the second round. I wonder what we're going to say about him if the Boston Celtics are back as the number one team, or Cleveland is back with that team and Atkinson, and they're the number one seed, and they end up losing in the second round to Cleveland. I wonder what we're going to say. I wonder the excuse-making we'll make for him because he probably played the bench more.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a at Chumba Day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Alright, 4:31. Nick Monaco here with you on The Fan. Another half hour until the warm-up show, but I got you till then at 888-808-1019. Going back and forth over Tibbs. Eventually, we're just going to, you know, this is the last day of it. Tomorrow, we begin the process of deciding who's best. Today, I wanted to yell about Tibbs because I have a real, you know, I do trust Leon Rose. I do. So part of me is that's what's kind of at least calming me down a little bit or making me feel a little bit better about it is I trust Leon Rose. He's got a feel for the team better than I do. I'd love to have him come out instead of just statements. I actually love to have him come out and speak. But I mean, the amount of success they've had, and there's also been like a build. It's not like they hit a point and have started to regress. Like they got further this year. I know it's not where we ultimately wanted to go, but would that have been enough? Is it just he needed to win an NBA championship? Because people keep talking about, well, it's a championship window. It's a championship window. So if they got past the Pacers and then got their doors blown off by OKC, does he keep his job or do we move on because he's not a coach that can win an NBA? Like, what level did he have to reach? Was it really championship or bust with this team for Thibodeau? I don't know. I don't know what he had to do. I understand they played sloppy in the series. It was a frustrating series. You feel like they came out and lost it more than Indiana won it. And that might be a Nick perspective, right? That might be unfair to Indiana, and it might be our own little perspective into our team and the frustration with that team. But I feel that way too. I do. I feel like the Knicks blew the series. They blew game one, clearly. And I think they played terrible basketball for a lot of the series. And I think you could argue throughout the whole postseason, there were times where I was uncomfortable with how much the Pistons had the best of the play. Obviously, with the big leads the Celtics were jumping out to, you could argue the Celtics had a lot of the best. But do we care about who had the best of play? Do we care about winning the series? Because it's not like they would have lost to the Pistons, I'm not yelling. If they lost to the Celtics, I'm not yelling. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals. That was like the bare minimum. I thought we all said Eastern Conference Finals were bust. He got there. And it still wasn't good enough. And now we're supposed to just hire another coach to come in here with aspirations of winning a championship, anything short? Because now we've deemed this roster is good enough to win an NBA championship. That's what we're saying. That's what Leon Rose is saying. This team is good enough to get to an NBA championship, and because we didn't, the coach is fired. Well, the next guy better come in here and take this team to the NBA Finals. Otherwise, he's underachieving too. That's a lot to put on a new coach. John and Vernon, what's up, John?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You know, I kind of got confused listening to everybody else. I was a little worked up with everything. But, you know, I honestly didn't think today that I'd hear that Tom Thibodeau got fired. You know, it was heartbreaking one day having to listen to the radio and just talk about the loss. But, you know, we weren't supposed to be, you know, we beat the Celtics. That was like a big deal.
I thought so.
It stunk losing, Saturday. But I feel like the team was going the right direction. And I don't think... I don't think it's Leon Rose. I think it's Dolan, and this is, we've had Larry Brown. You can name legendary coaches that came in, and now all next year, all the press is going to be talking about is, would it have been better to keep Thibodeau? Can we do that? That poison's going to be in after every game, after every press conference.
Yeah, and who knows how the star player feels about it?
Yep.
Who knows how Brunson's going to feel about this? He was clearly pissed off even at the question. And thank you for the call, John. Even at the question of whether or not Tibbs is the guy moving forward pissed him off. And it wasn't even worded that poorly. It was kind of like a layup question for him to just say, of course I believe in Tibbs. Instead, he got pissed off at the question that it was even a suggestion that he might not be. Or there was an idea that Tibbs isn't the guy. And now his father, who, again, I would imagine... is pretty loyal to Tibbs, or at least, has, and now we're talking about his father's probably going to be on the bench. He's going to be on he's the star, the guy, the star player. He's going to have, do you give him a say in this? Because if you're going to let the players have a say in firing Tibbs, do you have your superstar have a say in who they hire? I would think so. So I know that, Johnny Bryant was on the bench with the Knicks. Hopefully they have a good relationship. I don't know. I'm just saying, this thing was going in a direction. And I'm worried that the next coach is going to have a tough time keeping it going that way. It's not easy. This franchise hasn't been here in 25 years. And we just fired the coach that took them there. And we assume that means that's a good thing. And they're going to get better because of it. It's not impossible. It is difficult. It's not easy to come in here and have that kind of aspirations with the Knicks. Les in Brooklyn. What's up, Les?
How you doing? I agree with you. Tim shouldn't have been fired. I believe this is Leon Rose's fault because he put the team together. He went and got Cat, who sucks on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He put the team that has no bench. What Tibbs is supposed to do? He's playing the people that he feel are good basketball players. And if his bench is no good, I'd rather go down with the people I trust than the people I know are no good.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. That might be a bit strong on like the sucks, but yeah, I mean, I have a tough time with the idea that one of the main reasons, and I don't think it's the only reason he was fired, or maybe not even the main reason. I do think the main reason was they want to, because of the move for Karl Anthony Towns, they feel they need to bring in a coach who can maximize what Karl Anthony Towns is, and they don't think that's Tibbs. I think that's the main reason. But a part of the reason, and certainly why the fan base is all up in an uproar, is that the bench wasn't played. And yeah, I have a real problem with the idea that a coach that took them to their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years is going to get fired, or the fans think he should be fired because he didn't play Landry Shamet. Like, are we serious? Are we serious? You want to talk about lack of creativity on offense? Okay, they were a dynamic offensive team. I just saw a video from Malone, the coach of Denver, after they played the Knicks. talking about how good offensively they are, how well coached they are. I hope all the Thibodeau haters out there understand how good this team is and how, like, offensively for a lot of the year, they were dynamic. I do think there needs to be, in these crunch time games, a better way for the two of the stars to play together offensively. But this was year one. I just don't believe that that was impossible to figure out. And, you know, Dylan Wright didn't play enough. DeLon Wright didn't play enough. Shamet didn't play enough. Campaign didn't play enough. That's why we're firing a coach that took them to the Eastern Conference Finals. And again, I will push back with anyone who talks about playing the bench. Anybody who complains about not giving the bench enough minutes and Kolick and all these guys that are, you know, we're all sure going to be superstars, or, you know, Tibbs didn't give us a chance to wonder if they're going to be good. Okay, then I'm sure Leon Rose isn't going to change anything, right? If you were going to call me and tell me that, you know, Shamet should have played more and he had 50% of his threes or whatever, you know, stat you're going to bring up, if you think they should have played more, then when you call me, tell me that you don't want Leon Rose to change the bench. That you're happy with the bench, that this team is good enough, that Boston was ripe for the picking, and we all got it wrong in making them the favorites of that series, that the Knicks were better than Boston, and the Knicks should have beaten Indiana, and the team was absolutely good enough to win an NBA championship, and the coach is the reason they didn't. So you don't want Leon Rose to change the roster at all. You want everybody back. You want the same bench. You want the same team. Because that team was good enough to win an NBA Finals, and the coach dragged them down. So please, call me up. Only 20 minutes left. 888-808-1019. And tell me you want to keep the bench. And that you don't want any changes made to the roster. Ben in Princeton, New Jersey. What's up, Ben?
Hey, morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, I wish we could... Is it possible me and you could co-host the show, Knicks Basketball? Because we always tend to agree. Chris, let me tell you something. I told you before how long a fan I am of this team. They're never going to win in my lifetime, even though they won in my lifetime. I was a little kid. Chris, you know what the problem is? The problem is today, the younger generation of Knicks fans that really don't know the history, as you harp on beating the Celtics, our arch rival, our number one rival in history, mm-hmm. right? The younger generation just doesn't understand how big a win that was, and they discredit it, like you say. That's number one. Number two, in the era of everybody having a podcast, the clowns, the Paul Pierces, the Jeff Teagues, the cast of characters. I don't have to name them to you, right? That put this narrative out, these NBA, ex-NBA players that don't like Tibbs, right? Because it's personal to them. They don't like Tibbs. But every year, the team has progressed under his leadership. Every year, it's been an upward trajectory. And now we're going to do this? I just didn't, like you said, he was due another year. And it's just a shame that we showed him the door. For what reason? I think you're right.
Yeah, the only reason to me, Ben, and I got to take a break, the only reason to me that you can even justify it is if Leon Rose, and again, I know we're going to have this question about the owner and Leon Rose and which one made this decision. You know, there's reasons you could say either one. I don't know. I'm going to go on the idea that it was Leon Rose, that it doesn't happen without Leon Rose. I can't imagine, I guess I could, but like James Dolan felt so passionately about it that he insisted Leon Rose, who's turned around the franchise. This is a guy, I know, like, he's had his moments and issues with the Knicks in the past, but it really feels like to me, since Phil Jackson's been here, he's been hands off. And he brings in Leon Rose. He lets Leon Rose do everything. He's turned the franchise around. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, are you telling me that he told Leon Rose, I don't care what you think, and you can hit the bricks too if you don't want to do it with firing Tibbs, that James Dolan felt that passionately about it? I find that kind of hard to believe. Do I struggle with the idea of Leon Rose, who believes in Tibbs and gave him a contract extension, suddenly decided to fire him off of making the Eastern Conference Finals? Yeah, I struggle with that idea. So I could buy the James Dolan thing, but I also don't know if I can believe that James Dolan, who's let Glenn Sather run the Rangers forever and has let, you know, Phil Jackson run it into the ground, and now he's finally getting this unbelievable taste of success with Leon Rose, that he would go over Leon Rose's head and insist on something. I don't know. That sounds, as much as this leans to that kind of thinking with what happened and the shocking nature of what just happened, I don't know. I'm going to go with Leon Rose did it. That it was Leon Rose's decision. And the only thing I can think of is that Leon Rose made a decision with this roster with Karl Anthony Towns, plain and simple. And he's not going anywhere, and they're not trading him for Giannis. You're not trading him for KD, and you're not moving on from him. He's going to be here. And if the Knicks are going to win an NBA championship with Brunson and this group, it's going to be with Karl Anthony Towns. And they don't believe that Tibbs and Karl Anthony Towns are good for each other. It's the only thing I can think of. And I hope they're right. I hope they're right. And I hope the next coach is better at it. But it's a scary proposition considering how successful Tibbs has been.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 450, McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. This is it, the last we discuss of Tibbs, because then it becomes pointless. Now it's about who's next. And as much as I think Johnny Bryant could be a good head coach in this league, and that really seems to be the name at the top. And right now, you know, Ian Begley's done an incredible job. I don't know how you could say anybody else is more in tune with the Knicks. And when asked on Evan and Tiki, that was the first name he said. And yeah, I'm probably reading into that, and maybe too much, but I will, because he's been on it, Ian Begley. It seems like this was done quickly to get him, because he was going to go to Phoenix. I have a tough time, and I know the prevailing thought is, well, they wouldn't make this move without having a guy in, you know, there's having a guy in mind, and there's having a guy ready to roll with you and say yes to you. So I don't know. And I would think, you know, it's tough. You would want a guy with an NBA championship track record, right? Malone, although that name, he won the championship with Denver. Yes, he has arguably the best player in the NBA on the team in Jokic. But he won an NBA championship with Denver. Obviously, something went wrong there. Jenkins has won a lot of, you know, won a lot of games with Memphis. Jay Wright, Spoelstra, all the, you know, pie in the sky kind of names. I don't know. But if it's going to be Johnny Bryan, who is deserving of an NBA head coaching job, who is with this team, that's a lot to put on a guy who hasn't coached before, let alone had championship level success, never coached as a head coach in the NBA before. You're going to put him in a spot with this talented roster that they're telling you getting to the Eastern Conference Finals gets you fired. It's tough. Eddie in Rockland, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, Chris, how you doing, brother?
Good.
You know, the concept of rapid fire, you know, is rapid
That's right.
fire.
That's right.
So
so then we move right on to King George in the Bronx, rapid fire style. What's up, King?
Live long and prosper. And I thought about what the great Al McGuire said when they asked him would he coach pros. He wants to make one more dollar than the highest paid player. And every time Tibbs leaves a team, they never get better.
That is true. Now, look, there's reasons for it, and thank you for the call, George. But that is true. The notion that he is just a guy who takes you to a certain level but can take you no further, that is a moniker reserved for coaches that you can prove it. Like, we say that about Buck Showalter because there's direct examples of Buck Showalter turning around a disastrous early 90s Yankees team, taking them to a level, probably being fired prematurely. I think we all agree he probably didn't deserve to be fired. But Joe Torre comes in and turns it into a dynasty. Then he takes over the upstart, obviously, expansion Arizona Diamondbacks. Yeah, he starts the Diamondbacks and takes them to a level, has a great roster, has Randy Johnson, has this team, can't get them over the hump, and really a not very good manager. And Brantley comes in and takes them to a championship, beating the Yankees. So, like, that's an example. Those are two examples of someone else coming in and taking over. Mark Jackson, right? He started Golden State. He began that process with them. Then they bring in Kerr. He wins a championship. That's an example of a coach who could only go so far. Now, there was other things and other reasons why he was let go, but whatever the case may be, there's an example of that. There is no example of anyone taking over Tibbs teams and doing better with them. In fact, Chicago in particular has been nowhere near the level of success they had. It took, and Minnesota, the same thing. They went down. It took them a couple years, and now they've been to back-to-back Western Conference Finals, but they had a three-year window of being awful after he left. The teams don't get better after he leaves. It's easy to just say it. There is no proof to it that he can only take you so far. Maybe he took the team only as far as the team was capable of going. Maybe he took them further than they were capable of going. Maybe he's the reason for the level of success they reached, and it's not a surprise that they fall apart after he leaves. And I'm just praying that that is not the case here. And I do think they have enough of a structure that it won't be. But whoever comes in has to get to the NBA Finals. Otherwise, they didn't do enough with this roster. You know how I know? Because they fired the guy who turned around the entire franchise. He came into a situation with nothing. He came into a situation where they were dead. He came into a situation where Phil Jackson, the greatest winner, arguably, in NBA history, failed famously and ruined the franchise. Made it worse. That's where he stepped in and turned them around immediately. And that coach was deemed not good enough for getting to the Eastern Conference Finals with this roster. What does a coach with no equity with this franchise, who's done nothing for this team, who hasn't been a part of the turnaround, who doesn't, you know, who came in, you know, coming off of Tibbs' shoulders and the success that Tibbs has brought them to, what does that guy get if he loses in the Eastern Conference Finals? What justification do you have for saying he did a good job? Maybe because Shamet played more minutes. Mark in Fresh Meadows. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's up?
Two things. Siakam always getting behind the defense, no adjustment. And Brunson not being able to bring up the ball and get the offense going. No adjustments. I wouldn't have mind if Tibbs stayed, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, look, I understand, like, the no adjustment stuff. Like, the Celtics didn't make adjustments to what the Knicks were doing. The Celtics were fouling Mitch Robinson to get him off the floor because they had no adjustment to Mitchell Robinson. Like, it's the Pacers presented an issue and a tough, like, we just expect, hey, this is causing them problems. Tibbs, snap your fingers and let's fix it. I don't understand. I mean, Kenny Atkinson, great head coach. Where was his solutions when the Pacers were beating his ass? Where was his, like, little, here we go. Let's just do this. Hey, by the way, lead with your left foot. You guys are, every time we're on down the floor, your first step is with your right foot. Switch it up. Like, I'm being overly stupid with it, but I'm just saying, like, what do we expect? The Pacers are good. They present issues. They make it difficult. We want solutions to every problem, and we expect the coach to just snap his finger and make it happen. The players needed to play better. Mikal Bridges had open looks. He didn't hit him at the level they hit him. OG Anunoby had open looks. He didn't hit them at the level they hit them. Plain and simple. Oh, Tibbs, where's the, hey, come on, this is easy. This is easy stuff. Oh, and then when he, I don't understand, he's not doing this easy stuff. And then he puts the double bigs against the Celtics and helps them win that series. And it's like, well, I mean, I could have thought of that. I'm sure you could have. There's only five guys on the court. I could think of a lot of things. Ray in the Bronx. Ray, real quick.
Hey, how's it going? I think Tibbs got a bad break. Eastern Conference Finals get you another year, I think. But about Leon Rose, if you look at the trade for Cat, I wouldn't have made that move because Cat was Cat's bad defensively. But I would have used those five draft choices to get Donovan Mitchell instead of Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that was possible though. We don't know if that was possible. They made the moves they made, and now they have to put forth their best foot with that team, and they believe that's a different head coach. I've yelled about Tibbs enough. We had my venting and frustration about the Tibbs decision tonight. Tomorrow, we try and figure out what coach is best. We talk a little bit more baseball. We do a lot of other things. I still don't agree with it, but we move on. I do trust in Leon Rose. I do think this is going to be the roster moving forward. And it's not impossible that another coach can get more out of it. I just hope they make the right decision because I'm fearful if they don't, what happens to this team. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Mike Fliegerman on the other side. We'll catch you at 2 a.m. tomorrow. The warm-up show is next. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.